As we age, some of us may reach a point where we can no longer live independently. Assisted living is often the next step. While the typical assisted living model houses dozens of residents, there's a growing trend to offer smaller, home-based alternatives. As part of our series, In This Life, Patty White takes a look at what that is like.
It's 5 o'clock in the evening, time for Elizabeth, or Lee DeMoli, to do one of her favorite things.
Eat.
DeMoli puts down the book she's reading in a soft chair next to her bedroom window. She grabs hold of her walker and makes her way down the hall to the kitchen.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Lee.
Three other women sit at an oval table in a large eat-in kitchen. The chef on duty, Elena Barker, serves up homemade meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and peas and carrots.
There you go, my darling.
I was hoping for meatloaf tonight.
You were?
Yes.
Yay!
As the women settle into their dinner, they talk and tease each other. Turns out, jabs about age never get old.
Yes, you're 90-something, aren't you? Lee?
You had to tell.
95.
95. Oh, heavens.
It feels like a typical family dinner, but this isn't a private home. It's Elm Street Assisted Living.
It's a small, family-style assisted living for frail, elderly women.
Jill Wallace is the owner and manager of this 1800s-era house in Topsham, where up to six women at a time reside. They have their own private rooms and bathrooms on the first floor, where there are also two living rooms to spread out. In the large, open kitchen, they're free to join in the cooking or offer advice to the staff person making the meal.
I like spaghetti. And I like it well-cooked. I don't like it al dente. So I've taught her to cook it. But she makes a good spaghetti sauce.
Elm Street opened about 10 years ago after Jill Wallace realized she wouldn't be able to support her aging mother on her social worker salary. When she saw this house for sale, she got a vision for how to care for her mom and others.
I thought, I will make a safe home for elderly women, and they will be able to live their lives at the end the way they want to.
To stay here, it costs between $4,000 to $5,000 a month, about average for assisted living in Maine. Wallace, who lives upstairs, is on call at night. A few staff rotate shifts so that one person is on at all times during the day. They cook, clean, bathe residents, help them get dressed, and dispense medications.
When you need care, real luxury is that you know your caregiver, and your caregiver knows you, and you have a warm and caring relationship. It's a very intimate thing to have someone give you a shower, help you toilet, comb your hair, or find your dentures.
The women who live here can come and go as they please, as long as they inform the staff. But Wallace says unless family or friends stop by to take them on an outing, most residents stick close to home.
I'm not a party-type person.
Before Lee DeMoli came here, she lived in Pennsylvania. After her husband passed away, she fell and broke her hip. She spent time in rehab and says it gave her a taste of what living in a larger facility feels like. She had a roommate and a shared bathroom. She says she missed her privacy.
I found the people coming and going almost too much. Well, they had bingo and things that it was friendly enough and everything, but I wasn't used to it. I had never been in any place like that.
The smaller, quieter group at Elm Street suits her better, she says.
I read, and I can come into my room when I'm tired and throw my feet up and without being disturbed. And I do puzzles out in the living room.
Lee's the master puzzle put-together person. She does the really hard ones. 1,500 pieces, 2,000 pieces.
Yeah, she's a master puzzle doer.
No, not really. I just take my time.
DeMoli gets frequent visits from her daughter, who lives nearby. But when she thinks about living into her 90s, she says she misses other family and friends who've passed away.
The only thing is, I just say it's lonely. It's lonely.
She says she's thankful for the companionship she's found with residents and staff at Elm Street Assisted Living.
They become your friends. They know when you're hurting and when you're not hurting. That's the nice thing about them, and they're very conscientious about it. You know, they'll stop. If I'm sitting in my room, they'll stop down two or three times during their turn and say, well, how are you doing? Do you need something?
For Damoli, that's a comfort.
This is your home. This is your home.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
In This Life is made possible by a grant from the Dorrie Terrell Charitable Foundation.